Phrasal Verbs and Idioms by Graham Workman. Unit 1. 1. Listen to the sentences. Then say the sentences again using the multi-word verb prompts. The first one has been done for you. 1.
Can I give you my homework tomorrow?
Hand in.
Can I hand in my homework tomorrow?
2.
Can you check my homework to see if there are any mistakes?
Go through.
Can you go through my homework to see if there are any mistakes?
3.
Could we postpone our meeting until tomorrow?
Put off.
Could we put off our meeting until tomorrow?
4.
I must begin work.
Get down to.
I must get down to work.
5.
I didn't pass the exam.
Get through.
I didn't get through the exam.
6.
I passed my history exam with only 54%.
Scrape through. 7.
Can I write down your name and address?
Take down.
Can I take down your name and address?
8.
She's remaining at the same level as the other students in class.
Keep up with.
She's keeping up with the other students in class.
9.
Everyone in class is making progress with their studies, but I'm getting worse and worse.
Fall behind.
Everyone in class is making progress with their studies, but I'm falling behind.
10.
I must try to reach the same level as the other students in my class.
Catch up with.
I must try to catch up with the other students in my class.
2. 2A.
Well, this is the flat. It's vacant at the moment. I'm afraid the previous owners didn't look after it very well, so it's not in perfect condition. As you can see, it's in need of some decoration and repair. There are 4 rooms altogether. Kitchen, living room, bedroom and bathroom. This is the living room. It hasn't been decorated recently.
Yes, it certainly needs doing up. All the wallpaper's coming off the walls. And it's very cold and damp. How is the flat heated?
Well, there's an open fireplace, but it could be taken out and central heating could be put in.
It's not very large. I suppose I could put up some shelves for books and things. Do the carpets come with the flat?
Yes, though as you can see, they are rather old and don't add much value to the property.
Yes, I agree. I think they all need throwing out, to be honest. What's that up there? Is that a hole in the ceiling?
Oh, yes. I'm afraid it is. I didn't notice that the last time I was here.
Well, that will definitely need seeing to before it does any damage to the property.
Yes, of course. But I do think the flat has potential. It could look very good if it's done up nicely.
Well, I'm certainly interested. Obviously, I'll need to talk it over with my husband. You say it's vacant. Does that mean we could move in immediately?
Yes, the flat's empty, so you could move in when you're ready.
Well, I'll certainly think it over. And if we decide to make an offer, I'll call you tomorrow. Thank you for showing me round the flat.
No trouble, Mrs. Jones. We hope to hear from you tomorrow, then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
2B. Listen to the sentences, then agree with them using the multi-word verb prompts. The first one has been done for you. 1.
This room looks terrible. It really needs decorating.
Do up.
Yes, it needs doing up.
2.
Look, the wallpaper isn't sticking to the walls.
Come off.
Yes, it's coming off the walls.
3.
That fireplace is very ugly. We could remove it.
Take out. 4.
The flat doesn't have any central heating. We must install it.
Put in. 5.
There are no shelves or cupboards. We could fix some to the walls.
Put up. 6.
There's a lot of rubbish in this room. It needs putting in the dustbin.
Throw out.
Yes, it needs throwing out.
7.
The cooker doesn't work. It needs repairing.
See to. 8.
We must discuss this before we decide.
Talk over.
Yes, we must talk it over.
9.
We could start living here immediately.
Move in. 10.
We must consider it carefully before we decide.
Think over.
Yes, we must think it over.
2C. Here's a description of the house before it was done up.
Well, the roof's in a bad condition and needs repairing. There's an old fireplace, but there's no central heating. The carpets downstairs have holes in them, and there are no shelves or curtains. The bathroom needs decorating, and the bath itself is old-fashioned and rather ugly. The old windows need replacing. The outside walls of the house are cracked, so they need some attention. The garden is in a terrible condition, and it doesn't have a fence. A new television aerial is needed, and at the moment, nobody's living there.
2D. A.
I'd like to talk it over.
B.
Did you throw them out?
C.
They've decided to put it off.
D.
We're going to do it up.
E.
I'd like more time to think it over.
F.
I didn't take it down.
G.
Did you hand it in?
H.
Can you help me put it up?
Unit 3. 3A. 1.
Hello, Mr. Brown. And how are you?
Well, I haven't been feeling very well recently. I get out of breath very easily when I climb stairs or walk short distances. And last week I started getting pains in my chest.
I see. Do you smoke?
Yes, I get through about 30 cigarettes a day.
That's rather a lot. Have you tried giving up?
I have, Doctor, but I can't break the habit.
Well, I think you should at least try to cut down on the amount you smoke. What about your eating habits? Have you put on any weight recently?
Yes, I'm a little overweight at the moment. You see, I eat in cafes most of the time, and I tend to drive everywhere because of my job. I sell sports equipment.
Well, it sounds as if you're out of condition. I think you need to take some regular exercise.
What? You mean take up jogging?
Well, jogging or something like that. But the most important thing is, I think you need to lose some weight. So I want you to go on a diet.
Oh, go on a diet?
Yes, it's particularly important that you cut out fatty foods. What about alcohol? How much do you drink?
About 2 or 3 pints of beer in the evenings.
I think you need to cut out drinking completely for the next few months.
Well, that's easier said than done, Doctor.
I agree. But if you don't change your lifestyle, you could be in trouble.
2.
Hello, Teresa. And what seems to be the problem?
Well, I'm not feeling very well at the moment. I'm preparing for exams, and I've been staying up late at night studying. This morning I got out of bed very early to do some more work, and I passed out. My flatmate found me on the floor. I came round after a few seconds.
Have you had any other symptoms?
Well, I have been feeling a bit off colour, and sometimes I get splitting headaches. What do you think is wrong with me?
Well, it sounds as if you've been burning the candle at both ends. You've probably been overdoing it, and you're overtired. I don't think it's anything to worry about, but I think you should take it easy for a while and try to get enough sleep.
Yes, I haven't been getting much sleep lately.
I'll give you something to help you relax in the evenings, and just try to have a few early nights.
Thank you, Doctor.
3.
Hello, it's Mrs. White, isn't it?
That's right, Doctor.
What can I do for you?
Oh, dear. I'm always tired, Doctor. I'm absolutely worn out at the end of the day.
Are you eating regular meals?
Well, I don't really have time to eat. I'm too busy with the children. And we don't have much money for food because my husband's out of work.
It sounds to me as if you're a bit run down. I'll write out a prescription for some extra iron and vitamins, and I'd like you to come back in a couple of weeks so I can see how you're getting on.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
4.
Hello, Mr. Rose. How are you feeling?
I feel a bit under the weather. I've got a headache and I ache all over.
You've probably picked something up. Let me see. Yes, you're running a temperature. I think you're going down with flu.
How long will it take me to get over it? You see, I need to get back to work as soon as possible.
About 4 or 5 days. I'll write out a prescription for some painkillers for you. I take these tablets 3 times a day, after meals. Meanwhile, my advice is to go to bed with a hot water bottle and drink lots of fluids. After a few days, you should feel as right as rain.
3B. 1. How long will it take me to get over it? 2.
I think you're going down with flu.
3.
I get through about 30 cigarettes a day.
4.
You've probably picked something up.
5.
It's particularly important that you cut out fatty foods.
6.
Have you put on any weight recently?
7.
What, you mean take up jogging?
8.
I think you should try to cut down on the amount you smoke.
9.
I passed out. My flatmate found me on the floor.
10.
I came round after a few seconds.
3C. Listen to the sentences. Then say the sentences again using the multi-word verb prompts. The first one has been done for you. 1.
Achoo! Oh, dear. I think I'm starting to catch a cold.
Come down with.
Achoo! Oh, dear. I think I'm coming down with a cold.
2.
I think I caught my cold from gym.
Pick up.
I think I picked up my cold from gym.
3.
It took me a week to recover from my last cold.
Get over.
It took me a week to get over my last cold.
4.
I really must reduce the amount I smoke.
Cut down on.
I really must cut down on the amount I smoke.
5.
I smoke 20 cigarettes a day.
Get through.
I get through 20 cigarettes a day.
6.
My weight has increased recently.
Put on.
I've put on weight recently.
7.
I must stop eating chips.
Cut out.
I must cut out eating chips.
8.
I've started playing golf as a hobby.
Take up.
I've taken up golf as a hobby.
9.
I think I'm going to faint.
Pass out.
I think I'm going to pass out.
10.
I recovered consciousness a few seconds later.
Come round.
I came round a few seconds later.
Unit 4. 4. Listen to the sentences. Then say the sentences again using the multi-word verb prompts. The first one has been done for you. 1.
I can't tolerate that noise any longer.
Put up with.
I can't put up with that noise any longer.
2.
You can visit us anytime.
Drop in on.
3. You can drop in on us anytime.
3.
We leave our flat on Friday.
Move out.
We move out on Friday.
4.
Can I quickly read your history notes?
Look through.
Can I look through your history notes?
Five.
The curtains don't match the wallpaper.
Go with.
The curtains don't go with the wallpaper.
Six.
Could you let me sleep in your house on Saturday night?
Put up.
Could you put me up on Saturday night?
Seven.
I found by accident an old love letter you sent me 2 years ago.
Come across.
I came across an old love letter you sent me 2 years ago.
Eight.
These flowers will help to make the room look brighter.
Brighten up.
These flowers will help to brighten up the room.
Nine.
From my bedroom window, I can see a garden full of flowers.
Look out onto.
My bedroom window looks out onto a garden full of flowers.
Unit 5. 5A. 1.
Hello. I work for Sun Tour Holidays, and I'm interviewing people about their last holiday. Would you mind answering a few questions for our survey?
No, not at all.
Thank you. Firstly, could you tell me about your travel arrangements? Did you experience any difficulties in reaching your destination?
Well, our plane didn't take off on time. It was delayed 5 hours, so we didn't get to Cyprus until 3 in the morning. And we were very tired when we got there. But there was a coach at the airport waiting to pick us up, and it dropped us off at the hotel in time for breakfast, so that was all right.
And how was the hotel?
Well, we were a little disappointed with the room. It didn't have a balcony, and it looked out onto some rather ugly, noisy streets. But the beach was just a stone's throw away. It only took us a couple of minutes to get there.
And how important are holidays to you?
Oh, we always look forward to going on holiday. We always make sure we get away at least once a year.
Two.
Could you tell me first about your travel arrangements? Did you have any problems with them?
We had no problems flying out, but coming back was awful. We checked out of the hotel early Saturday morning and set off for the airport by taxi. We were supposed to get back to London in the afternoon, but our plane didn't touch down until Sunday at 4 in the morning, so we were absolutely worn out when we got home.
Oh, and why was there such a delay?
Oh, technical difficulties, they said. Something wrong with the engine.
And apart from that, how was the rest of the holiday?
Oh, it was great. I took up windsurfing, and I want to go back and do it again next year.
And how important are holidays to you?
I think they're important. You need a change. You need to see somewhere different. Travel broadens the mind, doesn't it?
Three.
And what was your last holiday like?
Marvellous. Absolutely marvellous. We went to Rome, and we met up with some very nice people from Manchester. We looked round the city together and saw all the sights, the Colosseum and St. Peter's. And on the way back to England, we stopped off in Paris and spent a couple of days there. We had a marvellous time.
And how important are holidays to you?
Oh, it's good to get away from it all and forget all your worries and problems, even if it's only for a few days.
4.
So could you tell me about your last holiday?
It was a complete disaster. It was a pity because I was really looking forward to it. The plane didn't take off on time. It was delayed 6 hours. The flight was awful. I suffered from air sickness all the way. My hotel room was small and dirty. I complained about it to the manager and I insisted on having a different room. And I even succeeded in getting one. But it was just the same.
Oh, goodness. It sounds terrible.
I was really disappointed with the beach. It was ugly and miles from the hotel. No, the whole thing was a complete disaster. In the end, I couldn't wait to get back home.
So you weren't at all satisfied with your holiday?
No, I wasn't. I'd never go back there again.
And how important are holidays to you?
Very. I love visiting beautiful places. That's why I was so angry about the holiday and with the man who booked it for me.
Yes, I'm sure you were. Which company did you book your holiday with?
Suntour Holidays.
Oh.
5B. 1.
Our plane didn't take off on time. It was delayed 5 hours.
2.
But there was a coach at the airport waiting to pick us up, and it dropped us off at the hotel in time for breakfast.
3.
We always make sure we get away at least once a year.
4.
We checked out of the hotel early Saturday morning and set off for the airport by taxi.
5.
We were supposed to get back to London in the afternoon.
6.
Our plane didn't touch down until Sunday at 4 in the morning.
7.
We looked round the city together and saw all the sights, the Colosseum and St. Peter's.
8.
On the way back to England, we stopped off in Paris and spent a couple of days there.
5C. Listen to the sentences. Decide what you would say in each situation using multi-word verbs from this unit. The first sentence has been done for you. 1. You're at the airport and you want to know what time the plane departs. What do you say?
What time does the plane take off?
2. You're going on a coach trip with some friends and you want to know what time it starts. What do you say?
What time do we set off?
3. Your friend is giving you a lift in her car. You want her to let you out at the station. What do you say?
Can you drop me off at the station?
4. Your friend is going out and you want to know what time she'll return. What do you say?
What time will you get back?
5. You want your friend to collect you by car at 6 o'clock. What do you say?
Can you pick me up at 6 o'clock?
6. You're staying at a hotel and you want to know what time you have to vacate your room. You go to the receptionist. What do you say?
What time do I have to check out?
7. You're on a plane flying to Madrid and you want to know what time the plane lands. What do you say?
What time does the plane touch down in Madrid?
8. You're going to Oxford to see a play, and you want to know if there'll be time to see the town. What do you say?
Will there be time to look round the town?
Nine. You're on your way home with a friend. You want to suggest that you both go into a bar for a drink. What do you say?
Shall we stop off for a drink? Or, shall we stop off and have a drink?
Ten. Last summer, you did extra work for your boss instead of going on holiday. He asks you if you'd like to do the same thing this year. You think you need to have a holiday this summer. What do you say?
I think I need to get away this summer.
Unit 6. 6A. 1.
How do you get on with your parents?
I think I get on with them very well, really. We don't always see eye to eye on some things, like boyfriends. They don't always approve of them. But on the whole, they're very understanding. If I had a personal problem, I think I could confide in them. And if I was ever in trouble, I know I could rely on them to help me.
How strict are your parents?
Well, my dad's quite strict about staying out late at night, but I can usually get round him. If I'm nice to him, he lets me come home a bit later. My mum's always telling me to tidy up my bedroom and put things away after I use them, and I have to do some of the housework. But if I compare them with other parents I know, they aren't very strict.
And who are you most like in your family?
Oh, I think I take after my mother. Everybody says we're both very independent and strong-willed. I like to have my own way a lot of the time, but I'm not spoilt. I don't always get my own way, and my parents always tell me off if I do anything wrong.
2.
How do you get on with your parents?
I look up to them, because I know they've worked hard to bring us up properly.
How strict are your parents?
They can be very strict at times. I told my dad I wanted a motorbike, but he said it was out of the question. It was too dangerous. My mother is strict about keeping things tidy. I can't get out of doing the washing up and things like that unless I'm very busy.
How do you get on with your sister?
I never agree with what she says, so we're always arguing. We've never been very close, but I get on all right with her. I think I'm much closer to my mother.
3.
What's it like being a parent?
Bringing up children is very difficult. You always worry about them. You have to be very patient and put up with a lot, like noise and even criticism. And you can't always get through to them. Sometimes they just won't listen. But the advantages of being a parent outweigh the disadvantages. The main thing is to enjoy your children while they're young, because they grow up so quickly nowadays.
How strict are you with your children?
I suppose I'm reasonably strict. They can't do what they like and get away with it, and I tell them off when they do something wrong.
And what is the secret of being a good parent?
I think you have to give them confidence and let them know you love them. And you have to set a good example through your own behaviour. Otherwise, they won't look up to you.
And what do you want for your children in the future?
I want them to be happy. And I want them to look back on their childhood as a very happy time in their lives.
6B. Listen to the sentences. Then say the sentences again using the multi-word verb prompts. The first one has been done for you. 1.
I have always admired and respected my father.
Look up to.
I have always looked up to my father.
2.
The little boy said he wanted to be a train driver when he was older.
Grow up.
The little boy said he wanted to be a train driver when he grew up.
Three.
She is very similar to her mother. They are both very intelligent.
Take after.
She takes after her mother. They are both very intelligent.
Four.
I often think about my childhood.
Look back on.
I often look back on my childhood.
Five.
I can't make her listen to me or understand what I'm trying to say.
Get through to.
I can't get through to her.
Six.
When her mother died, she was raised by her aunt.
Bring up.
When her mother died, she was brought up by her aunt.
Seven.
How can we avoid going to my brother's party?
Get out of.
How can we get out of going to my brother's party?
Eight.
He was not punished for using bad language at home.
Get away with.
He got away with using bad language at home.
Nine.
At first, her father wouldn't let her go to the all-night party, but in the end, she persuaded him to let her go.
Get round.
She got round her father.
Ten.
She reprimanded him for breaking the window.
Tell off.
She told him off for breaking the window.
6C. Listen to the problems. Try to answer the questions using a multi-word verb from this unit. 1. You want your boss to give you a day off work. What would you do?
Try to get round him or her.
2. Your boss wants you to do some extra work, but you're very busy. What would you do?
Try to get out of doing it.